Morning, everyone. Today's daf in Nazir is daf Gimel. Thank the Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. Daf is long as Zichron Nishmas Liba Gabriel Bashmuel. Continuation from yesterday's Gemara, we're back into the world of Nedarim, meaning Nedarim in the context of being a Nazir, becoming a Nazir. And when I say back to Nedarim, I mean back to the topic of Yados and Kinuyim. Yados and Kinuyim, topic introduced by the mission yesterday, topic also introduced in the beginning of Masechet Nedarim as well, is that by a Yad, if I make a contracted sentence where I don't make the full sentence, but just simply a version, some words that give off enough of my intent, which is I want to become a Nazir, so that will obligate me to become a Nazir. A Kinuy is just simply a nickname. A nickname we already went over yesterday, Machlokas Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish in the Gemara Nedarim, Daf Yud, where whether a kinui is just simply saying the word Nazir in another language, although yesterday I kind of I balked on how do you say the word Nazir in English. I don't have the answer to that. But in other words, it's saying Nazir in another language, or the kinuyim are manufactured language by the Chachamim. That was the Machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan. Some of the examples of Yados, we're focusing right now today on Yados, was given the Mishnah with a simple statement of Ehe. So if you look back at the Mishnah, what did we learn yesterday? Kol kinui nazirus kinazirus. Any nickname is considered a nickname for Nazir, but then, as we already went over yesterday, the structure of the Mishnah is ABBA. It says Kinuyim, and then it also says Yados, although I know if you read the Mishnah a couple more times, you're not going to see it, but that's also part of the heading. That was a Chesur Mechsura. That was a missing part that we mentioned yesterday. And then after that, the Mishnah goes on to say, and here's an example of Yados. Why did the Mishnah first give example of Yados? So again, this goes back to yesterday's Gemara. Yesterday, the Gemara taught us that Yados is learned out through a Drasha, and once the Chachamim have a Drasha, that becomes beloved to them, and therefore they go over the examples of Yados. So let's take a look at the first example in the Mishnah that we saw yesterday, and it's a really succinct sentence. It says, HaOmer Ehe, I'm gonna be. So Harize Nazir, so that person is going to be a Nazir. Ehe is an unbelievably succinct sentence, and meanwhile, that means that the person is going to be a Nazir. So already this question was addressed yesterday in the Gemara, and the Gemara said that the word Ehe is going to be, he's going to be a Nazir, and that of course is only if you have a Nazir walking right by you. So if a Nazir is walking right by you and you see him and you say the words Ehe, so under those circumstances you're going to become a Nazir. Good. So you need more contextual clues. Now let's take a look at the next case of the Mishnah. Ehe na'eh, I'm going to become beautiful. So Nazir, so that means that you're going to be a Nazir. Again, you didn't say the word Nazir, that's the whole idea, it's a Yad, but by simply saying Ehe na'eh, I'm going to be beautiful, so that's an indication you're going to be a Nazir. This is where we're picking it up where we left off yesterday in the Gemara. We're on the two dots on Bezim and Bez, and the Gemara asks a very simple question here as well. Hey, Nazir, v'delma anal enna'el lefanav b'mitzvah. So normally the Gemara, where the Gemara normally writes it, in esna'el lefanav b'mitzvah. But either way, the intent of the Gemara is, what do you mean, not beautiful? I'll tell you how you can become beautiful. Hit a mitzvah. You take a mitzvah and you do a really good job with the mitzvah and you make it even a more beautiful mitzvah. The classic example that's given, the third parak of Sukkah, is Melulav and Esrog. In fact, the Esrog is called Pri Etz Hadar. It's a beautiful fruit. So we know that it's not just a concept specific to Esrog. It's true by all mitzvahs, as we're about to see in the Gemara in just a moment. But in other words, the idea is if I take a mitzvah and I make it beautiful, that's Na'a. That's making me look more presentable to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the examples that the Gemara here gives, it's not Lefan of B'mitzvahs, it's Lefan of Sukkah Na'a. I'll make a beautiful Sukkah. Lulav Na'a, nice Lulav. Tzitzis Na'a, it's funny, it doesn't mention the Esrog, but the tzitzis na'e, okay, nice pair of tzitzis. Echto lefan of sefer Torah na'e, make a nicer sefer Torah, right? Some people have great penmanship and some people don't, and so the sefer Torah that I'm going to either write or buy is going to look really good. So the ekar chenem b'shirayim na'im, I'll dress up the Torah really nice, nice cloth around it, curtains around it, mantle. So anyway, so maybe that's what I meant. So how can the sentence of "Hey, not mean I'm going to be a Nazir"? It's a simple question. So I'm a Shmuel, Shetafas Besara. So Shmuel says that you held on to your hair. You held on to your hair, and that gives you enough contextual clue that you're going to be a Nazir. So if you notice, previously Shmuel said the contextual clue has to be where you have a Nazir walking in front of you. Here, you need a little more contextual clue, but not as much. You just simply hold your hair and you say Na'a. right? This is going to be beautiful. My hair is going to be beautiful. Beautiful meaning, the Gemara here is not speaking in aesthetics, meaning it's going to be long and nice, and it means I'm going to do a mitzvah that's involved my hair, and by me becoming a nazir, so I'll do a mitzvah that is that has to do with my hair. So Tosus just notes that why the contextual clue of yesterday is a little bit different than that of today. Yesterday, you need the nazir to walk right by you. Today, you just need to hold on to your hair. So Tosos says, Tosos can be found, Divra Amascha Amr Shmosha Tafas Besaro, Klomar, Ehena Be Mitzvah, Hatluya Besar. What you mean is that I'm going to become beautiful with a mitzvah that's specific to the hair. Right? Any other mitzvahs that are specific to the hair? I mean, there are mitzvahs in terms of how not to cut your hair, but in terms of growing out your hair, I guess this is it.
Otherwise, it's only a third of the
Shavuot. Right. Well, that's actually tomorrow. Tomorrow's discussion is going to be: what if you be? Can you be a nazir for one of the items? So, but anyway, the hair. I don't have the Rambam with me today. I had it yesterday. Okay, it's a bit of a shame. In other words, there are three components to a nazir. If I asked you, like, what's the I don't know what's the most significant. They're all significant. But like, what's the defining characteristic of a nazir? So the hair, if you read the Rambam, right? I wish I had it again here today, but if you read the Rambam, it sounds like the hair is the most defining characteristic. So, yeah, in other words, that's normally how we associate naziris as well. That's correct. But right, just even the way the Rambam writes it. Okay, anyway. So, but reading on a little bit more in Tosos, Kigon, naziris v'hacha, like Lishnoye below, Tafas Besaro v'nazir over Lafanav. So, Tosos notes, why are the contextual clues a little different? Meaning, yesterday we had the nazir walking past you. Here, today, we're just talking about holding your hair. The hacha di b'shalem ka'amar. So, Tosos says, because you'll notice that the sentence yesterday, the contracted sentence yesterday, is slightly different than the contracted sentence of today. Yesterday's contracted sentence was just simply a hey. That's not really saying a whole lot. I will be. Again, as an English sentence, I guess that works. But in other words, you're not really saying a whole lot. So Tosa says, as opposed to today, well, today meaning today's daf, in today's daf, what do you say? Ehe na'eh. That's already a complete sentence. I'm going to be beautiful. So in other words, now, at least in this contracted sentence, at least you're saying more. You're saying something. So Tosa says it's Dibur Shalom Kamar. Ehei na'a. Vi lo tafas besara. Afilu ki nazir ofal afanav. Mishtama shapir. So ehei na'a b'sha'ar mitzvos kamo anazirus. So that's why it's interesting. Tosa says the holding of your hair is a stronger contextual clue. It's funny, you really could have argued the point. But holding your hair is a stronger contextual clue. Why do you need a stronger contextual clue? Because you're already making a complete sentence. Ehei na'eh, I'm going to be beautiful. So now you need that stronger contextual clue, i.e. you need to actually be holding your hair. As opposed to if you just simply say the word ehei, it is already by itself an incomplete sentence. So there, you don't need as strong a contextual clue in order to complete the sentence, because the sentence by definition is obviously referring to something. If I just simply say the word ehei, and now he's walking by, I look at him and I say ehei, okay, that's enough in order for you to become a nazir. Tosa says that is an explanation of why yesterday's daf you needed the nazir to walk by you. Here, you need to hold your hair. And again, Tosa is arguing that the holding of your hair is a stronger contextual clue. Okay, continuing in the Gemara. The Amar and Na'en Nazira. So the Gemara says, I'm going to be beautiful with a Nazir. So Milsa Da'Avera. So the Amrile Na'en. Gemara now is bothered by the philosophical question, and that is, beautiful, meaning growing out your hair and becoming a Nazir, what's beautiful about that? Meaning Gemara is well past the point of understanding this aesthetically. Meaning, what is it good to become a nazir? So let's go over again what I mentioned briefly yesterday, but now let's discuss it now. And that is becoming a nazir, good thing or a bad thing? So the Torah doesn't tell us. Torah just simply says there's this mitzvah called becoming a nazir, where if you take upon yourself to be a nazir, so now you have to be compliant with those terms like any other neder. But is that a good or is it bad? So the Torah doesn't say, but the Torah does give us one very strong clue that it's a bad thing. And that is that at the conclusion of your Naziris, what do you have to do? You have to bring a Karban Chatas. That Karban Chatas that you bring at the end is a pretty strong clue that you are, that what you did is wrong. So, and we'll see in just a moment, although the Gemara doesn't say this today, but we're going to come to it later on in the Masechta, and we saw this back in the Darim. What did you do wrong? So we shouldn't be living aesthetic lives. Aesthetic. Yeah, thank you. Right? Right, correct. I got it. We shouldn't be living aesthetic lives. We should be living lives where the world is around us. There are wonderful things here on this earth. Most of it's mutter. We should enjoy it. We should not be living in abstention of the pleasures of this world. Again, there are pleasures of this world that are prohibited to us. Okay, good. That the Torah already outlines for us. But after that, enjoy. So there's no need to live an aesthetic life. So there is an opinion in the Gemara of Rabbi Elazar Kafar who says that if you take on Nazirus, so yes, it's a mitzvah in the Torah, but no, you shouldn't be doing it. Evident by the fact that at the conclusion of it, you bring a carbon chatas. But that's one opinion. That's Rav Elazar Kafar Zatana. That's one opinion. The Gemara later on will bring in another opinion that says no, that by becoming a Nazir, you're Kadosh. The Torah describes you as being holy. That's another strong indication in the other direction, that what you're doing is a good thing. The Torah calls you a Kadosh. Kedusha, obviously, is a good thing. So is it good or is it bad? So it's Machlokas Tanayim. And Machlokas Tanayim, which then turns into a classic Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam's opinion is like Rav Elazar Kafar. Rambam says the person should become a Nazir. But this is Rambam true to form. Rambam says that when a person lives on this earth, he should live a balanced life. Person should, if there are things in this world to enjoy, a person should enjoy them. In moderation, all right, that's the, but a person should enjoy them. A person should not live an aesthetic life. The Ramban, on the other hand, says no, a person should aspire to Kedusha. And that aspiration to Kedusha, if it means that he wants to become a Nazir, good, more Kedusha. So this machlokus between the time is a machlokus between the, turns into a machlokus amongst the Rishonim. So here now, in the context of our Gemara, what bothers the Gemara? Bothers the Gemara is that the contracted sentence of, I'm going to become beautiful, and he's holding his hair, is enough to trigger off now him being a Nazir. What's beautiful about being a Nazir? So again, if you take the position that being a Nazir is a good thing, it's beautiful. Beautiful to be Kadosh. But if you take the position that Nazir is a bad thing, and we really shouldn't aspire to becoming a Nazir, so how can the sentence mean, I'm going to be a Nazir? It's not good. So the Gemara says, Va'amrila, not in. Top of Gimel Medal, the Gemara says, yes. I feel the Rav Elazar Kafar Damer Nazir Chote. Yes, it's true that according to Rav Elazar Kafar, a Nazir is a sinner. Hani mili gabe Nazir Tame. Yes, it's true a Nazir is a Chote, but his comment and remarks are only specific to a Nazir who accepts Nazirus, let's say 30 days, okay, minimum amount of time that you can become a Nazir. And what happens on day 25? He comes into contact with Tumas Meis. As we will see later in the Masechta, but I assume we already know this. If you come into contact with Tumas Meis, so all the days that you counted fall, and you got to start all over again. And you got to start the count all over again. And what's the problem with that? The Gemara goes on to explain. The Torah says that your first days are going to fall. So now you have to start all over again. Starting all over again, that's frustrating. It's depressing. Right? You almost were there. And then you didn't make it. And now you got to start all over again. And you may be in violation of your Nazirus. Meaning, I was nearly up to day 30. I was doing great. And now again. And so, the person may come to a point of yeush, of despair. And he may violate his Nazirus. And that's when Rav Elazar Kafar says he's going to be a Chote. Aval Nazir Tahor Lav Chote Karibe. But if he's a Nazir Tahor, where he accepts Nazirus, and he's compliant with his Nazirus for, right, he gets it right the first time, and he finishes B'tahara, so then he's not considered a Chote, even according to Rav Elazar Kafar. Okay. Now, the Gemara's conclusion is a little bit strange, because, as Tosfos points out, we're going to see a little bit later, Rav Elazar Kafar's remarks of the Nazir being a Chote is not just limited to a Nazir Tamei. The reason I just presented a moment ago, that according to Rav Elazar Kafar, the problem with the Nazir is he's living an ascetic life. So even if he gets it right the first time, he becomes a Nazir. 30 days, comes and goes. No problem. He concludes, Rav Elazar Kafar still calls him a Chote. It's a little bit strange that our Gemara over here says that Rav Elazar Kafar's remarks are only limited to a Nazir Tamei. That's not true. That's not perfectly accurate. Tosfos is bothered by this question. And Tosfos over here gives a very interesting answer, very insightful. Tosfos says like this, Rav Elazar Kafar calls every Nazir Chote, both the one who successfully goes through his Nazirus the first time around, and even more so, the Nazir who almost gets there, but falters, becomes Tameh, and has to start all over again. Both of them are considered a chote. Tosos says it's the bottom Tosos on the Amud. And now I take it back. Retraction. It is second to last Tosos on Gimel Amud Beis. And Tosos says, so, B'yeshkar sinna milsa avida v'chimaisa agon v'kashalasos kein ha'averhu. So I'm sorry, he goes through the Gemara. Let me get to the part where I want to highlight. The Kasha. Tosos says it's difficult. It's the third line in Tosos. Generally, Rav Elazar says that the Nazir is a Chote even if he's a Nazir Tahor. He's not drinking wine. There's no problem with drinking wine. Excessive drinking is a problem. Drinking in moderation is good. Fine. So he's not a Chote. So the... I'm sorry, an abstention from that, according to Rav Elazar Kafar, is not good. So Tosos over here gives a very nuanced answer. And it's like true to life. And Tosos says, look, if you become a Nazir, and you're successful, and you make it through the first time, and you didn't become Tameh, Tosos says, you know what you are? You're good and you're bad. You're both. Meaning you're good because you took on the Naziris and you successfully made it right through. So you're good. You did a mitzvah. On the other hand, you felt that you couldn't handle wine whatsoever. You couldn't drink your wine in moderation. And you took on this idea that I have to now live this ascetic life. So that's bad. So when you're a Nazir, so you're both. It's good and it's bad. So lekach karelei na'e. So it's fair to say that you're beautiful, even according to Rav Elazar Kafar. Yes, Rav Elazar Kafar is upset with the person that he couldn't live in moderation, but don't call him bad. In other words, there's a bad element to it, but it's also good. So Dahave, and Tosus says, and Mita Dahave, Tosus, I'll give you an example where we find this in Halacha, where you do something, it's both good and it's bad, in Halacha, in the framework of Halacha. Mit'anatan is chalam b'Shabbos. Friday night you go to bed and you have the worst nightmare. And now you want to dispel that nightmare. So it's called the Tanis Chalom. Right? The Gemara in Brachos. We talked about it a long time ago. So you fast. You fast the next day. What if? I just gave the example. What if that dream came on a Friday night? And immediately you want to dispel that. So you want to fast. But it's Shabbos. So what are you supposed to do? The answer is you fast. Even on Shabbos. Yeah, but you just fasted on Shabbos. What are you supposed to do? So you choose another day during the week to fast over the fact that you fasted on Shabbos. So what did you do? Did you do something good or bad? And the answer is both. Correct. Yes. Tosa says, D'yesh la mitzvah levata achalam. On one hand, you want to dispel the dream. V'ksas avera asashim etan b'Shabbos. And you did also a little bit of an avera that you fasted on Shabbos. Sharet tzarech leisha betanis l'machar asa Shabbos. L'chaper ashitan b'Shabbos. We know the halach is you have to fast the next day because you fasted on Shabbos. So Tosos says, that's Rav Elazar Kafar as it relates to a Nazir Tahor. Nazir Tahor is bad, and it's good. It's both. So when the person says, na'eh, yeah, right, it is beautiful. He's doing a good thing, but he's also doing a bad thing. It's both. But it can fit into the language of na'eh. As opposed to if you're a Nazir Tameh, Tosos goes on to write, where if you're a Nazir Tameh, so now you're really, it's... You start off great. You started with a mitzvah, but now you have to count the days again. Tosfos goes on to write. So ulakach parech. Sorry, I skipped. So sorry. So the ksas avir asoshim etana b'Shabbos. Okay. Aval nazir tameh. Reading the last line of Tosfos. So rechmana kar yechote. There you're a sinner. Lefishu so seres nizra. Because again, what's going to happen is that all those days you counted are gone. You have to start all over again. V'tzarech lachzor l'nazir so v'kaved be'inav. Tosos writes, and now it's a burden. U'maisa v'toa al rishonos. And what you're going to be doing now is living a lot of regret. I can't believe I took on this nazirus. What was I thinking? I totally regret it. We can also add the rush adds this point. We can also add that by the time you get to the karbanos, you were like, you regretted from the very beginning that you became a nazir. And those karbanos that you bring in the base of mikdash could be chulin belzara, meaning at that point in time, like you are a chote. Okay, good. Let's continue now in the gemara. We are on Gimel Amud Aleph at the two dots towards the top. Hareini kazeh. Okay, you say the words Hareini Kazeh. So again, we're going to go through the same discussion. Nihi nami detafes besara Hareini Kazeh lo amar. So even if you say, even if you hold your hair and you say Hareini Kazeh, like is that enough? So Amar Shmuel kagon shayanazir avolafanav. So Shmuel says, yeah, right. Holding your hair by itself is not going to be enough. So you need a nazir to walk in front of you, and you say Hareini Kazeh. And that provides the correct contextual clue that now you're going to become a nazir. So again, the contracted form of the sentence is only going to work when there's enough contextual clues that give the indication you're going to be a nazir. Hareini masasal. I want to twirl my hair. So mimai dahadein silsil sa'ara. So here we get into a little linguistic talk. How do I know that the word silsil is a reference to hair? Kedah amar lehayi amta debe Rebbe leugavra, the maidservant of Rebbe. Should sound familiar. She comes up again and again throughout Shas. Ad masai tamasasa b'sarecha. She's chastising. She's reprimanding the Talmidim. Apparently the young Talmidim have their growing their hair long. They're twirling it. And she says, enough already. Like, you're spending too much time on your hair. So, but you see the language that she uses, misalsal b'sarecha. So you see that just by listening to her, so we learn what that means. So, ema tarah dichsiv salsal esarama mecha, but also, twirling could also be a reference to Torah. The pasuk in Mishlei says, you turn in it, meaning, you learn the Torah, you learn it again, there's so much depth, you keep going into it again and again, and it will elevate you. Person who learns Torah is going to have kedusha, more kedusha. So Amar Shmuel, achana mishatafas b'sara. So once again, Shmuel says, you're right. Silsil by itself is not enough. The word salsala plus the contextual clue of you holding your hair, that's going to be enough. Hareini mechalkel. So the next case in the Mishnah, the next yad mentioned in the Mishnah is the word mechalkel. So the Gemara says, "Mimai da den kilkol sarahu." Again, the same question. How do I know that's a reference to your hair? Kid did not. So the Gemara says, "Here you need to know Mishnayos. A Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos describing how much sid. Sid is some sort of chemical. It's kind of like
lime.
I know they say lime. That does. I mean, lime to me is a green fruit, but it's a chemical. It's something they put in their hair, and it removes the hair on their head." So, not on the head, but in other words, you know, the areas where you don't want hair. So, Sid, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kedei Lasud Kil Kol. So, how much Sid do you need to carry in Shabbos in order to violate Shabbos? We know the Mishnayos are very extensive in Masechta Shabbos. In terms of carrying outside on Shabbos is a violation of Shabbos, it's a malacha, but you have to carry a certain amount. So, the Mishnayos and Shabbos go through all the different materials and how much. So in terms of Sid, what's a significant amount? The amount that a woman would use in order to remove the hair on her temple. So the Amar Rav Bas Tzida. And on that Gemara, Rav says, the amount of limestone in order to remove the hair of your Tzida. So, but you see so the Mechalkel over here is connected to the Mishnah in Shabbos, right? Kedei lasud kil kol, okay, which is a reference to your hair. So Ema Mazia and Anya, the Gemara says, okay, but Mechalkel also means to sustain. That one we all knew, right? The Chalkel being a reference to hair, right? I bet most of us did not know that going into today's daf. Mechalkel in terms of sustaining, right? Mechalkel chayim b'chesed, right? That one we all knew. So the Gemara says maybe that's what the person meant. Which I'm not really sure what he's trying to say, but anyway, but maybe he meant I'm going to sustain. And vayichalkel Yosef et aviv et achiv. Okay, pasuk in Bereishis. Yosef was the second in command in Mitzrayim, and he sustained his family. So maybe that's what he meant. Amar Shmuel hachana mishatafas b'saro. So now, repeat performance. Shmuel says, you're right. The word mechalkel plus the contextual clue of actually holding your hair. That's going to be a proper yad in order so that the person now is going to be a nazir. Hare alai l'shalech pera hare ze nazir. More yados in our Mishnah, the word l'shalech. L'shalech pera is a reference to growing out your hair. So mimai da'ad nishiloch ribuyahu. The word mishalech means to grow. Gemara says, dichsiv, yeah, it does. Shalachayach pradeis rimonim. Pasuk and Shir Shirim describing the growth of the orchard. So, maybe it means to pass over. The Gemara says, Vishalech mayim apanei chutzos, Pasuk and Eels, describing how the water passes over. So, Tana pera yalef. Ksiv hacha kadosh yeh gadol pera. Ksiv hasim gabi kohen hejot. upera lo yishalecha. So the Gemara says, well, we have a Gzereshava, and the Gzereshava teaches us what the definition of shiluach means in this context. Shiluach means to grow. Just like a Kohen is not allowed to grow out his hair, so too, the word by Nazir, when the Torah describes shiluach, it means that a Nazir is supposed to grow out his hair. Or the Gemara says, or you know what, we can go back to the Pasuk in Iyov, and there, in the context of Iyov, shiluach also means growth. Why? Because the Kadmashkin le Maya lepere verabe. Because you irrigate the field, and what happens? The fruit grows. So you're not just passing the water over the field, you're causing the fruit to grow. So you see the word shiluach is also to be said in reference to growth.
You also have shiluach
again. Yeah, correct. So the Tosus asked you a very question. Okay, the Vaita. The Mishnah then goes on to describe one more yad in our Mishnah, and that is a reference to Tziporim. You say the word Tziporim, and that is a reference to becoming an Ozir. At least that's what Rav Meir is of the opinion. The Chachamim say no. The word Tziporim by itself is not enough. Okay, now, is there Tzipor in the context of a Nazir? Yes or no? Sorry for not giving a straightforward answer. But yes or no? If the Nazir becomes Tameh, and he's got to reboot, and he's got to start all over again, so going from Tumah to Tahara, so that process involves Tziporim, that process involves birds. However,
anybody.
Right? And we'll get to that in just a moment also. In other words, anyone can also bring birds as an adava. And, I'm sorry, not an, wrong conjunction. But if you have a regular Nazir, again, one who accepts Nazirus and successfully makes it through, so he does bring carbonus at the end of his Nazirus, but it's not birds. So, right, he brings the birds is only for a Nazir Tameh. So that's a yes and no. Yes, birds are involved in a Nazir, but only if he's Tameh, not if he's Tahor. So now, what begs the question is, she's just Rabbi Meir. In our mission, Rabbi Meir says that you say the word Tziporim, right? Hare alai Tziporim. I'm accepting of myself to bring birds. So Rabbi Meir says, successful, you're now going to become a Nazir. Huh? How does that work? So the Gemara goes on to explain. So, Hare Alai Tziporim, Rav Meir Omer Nazir. My time to Rav Meir. So really, that's the position that needs most clarification. Like, how did that happen, according to Rav Meir? So, Amar Yish Lakish, Tziporim Tzmuchim L'Seir, Kiba Lav Dichziv. So he says, well, you know your Tanakh. Okay. And if you know your Tanakh well, you know that within one pasuk, within all of Tanakh, you have a juxtaposed together the word bird and the word Seir. So, I mean, you really have to know Tanakh in order to do this. I wouldn't have done this. And not that long ago, I went through Sefer Daniel, but the pasuk in Sefer Daniel. Dichziv adesare kenishrin rabah v'tafru kitziporin. So the pasuk in Daniel describing Nebuchadnezzar says that the hair was kenishrin rabah. His hair was growing like the wings of a bird, big bird. So we usually translate Nesher as eagle. I don't know how right we are about that, but either way. Yeah. So v'tafruha kitziporim, and the nails were like tziporim, were like the claws of a bird. Oh, okay, good. So in other words, when the person accepts upon himself tziporim, so he, according to Rav Meir, this is Reish Lakish's explanation of Rav Meir, he's thinking about the pasuk of Daniel. He realizes that these two words are juxtaposed in that one pasuk, and that's what he meant. Okay, That's really a
stretch.
Yeah, it sounds like a bit of a stretch, and it only would work for the person who knows Tanakh. Rameir Savar Matfis and Ishbemidah Samichlei. So Rameir's of the opinion that people do Hatfasa, meaning that was a big topic we've discussed back in the Darim, and we're discussing right now, and that is when I make a Neder, so sometimes I'll make a comparison. This should be like this. So if I say Tziporim, I mean the bird should be like what? Well, in the Pasuk and Daniel, birds are like hair. Okay? So the Rabbanan Tzavri lo matfis inish b'midah d'samachlein rechachamim say no. People don't do that kind of hatzfasa. Where just because you have two things in one pasuk, and I compare myself to one, that immediately connects me to the proximate word. So the chachamim say no. So Rav Yochanan amar dekolei amar lo matfis ela hainu tamei d'Rav Meir d'chayshin anshem tzipori nazir tamei kibel alav. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, Rav Yochanan disagrees with Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan says no. Nobody does this form of hatfasa. Just because I have two words in the same pasuk doesn't mean that I mention one, I'm referring to the other. I'm comparing it to the other. So, what's behind the reason of Rav Meir? So again, back to square one, according to Rav Yochanan. A person says, Siporim, Harei Alai Siporim is going to be a Nazir. Why? So, Chayshin Hashem and Siporim Nazir Tamei Kibah Alav. So the explanation is, well, maybe what he meant was Nazir Tamei. So the Gemara says, Mechti Chayshin and Kamar. Dilmet Siporim Nadava Kibah Alav. So here, again, the Gemara asked a question. What do you mean? Just because he says birds, yes, there is a connection between birds and a Nazir, but it's a tenuous connection. The Nazir who doesn't become Tommy doesn't bring birds.
And
that's certainly not going to be his aspiration. I can't wait to become a Nazir Tommy. And furthermore, and more basically, is that when you say birds, anyone could bring a bird at any point in time. A bird could be brought as a carbon adava. So how do birds, what is the connection between Rav Meir? You say birds and you're going to become a Nazir. So the Gemara says like this. Now, im kein hare alai kein mi ba'ilei. So the Gemara says, well, no. If he meant a bird as an adava, he would have used the word kein. And again, we don't have a base of mikdash, so to us, these points of the Gemara are not that obvious. But I will point out the following: there is a masechta in Shas dedicated to the topic of bringing birds to the base of mikdash. It's called kinim, right? Nests. So back in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the operative word that's used to describe birds of voluntary birds is the word kain. He didn't say the word kain, so it must be referencing something else. So maybe there are other times in the Torah where you bring a bird, for example, Mitzorah. Now again, it's a little bit difficult to understand. He's aspiring to be a Mitzora, and he can't wait to bring the birds of the Mitzora. So the Gemara says, "Kigon shayya nazir over lafanav." So once again, the Gemara says, we have a contextual clue. There's a nazir walking right alongside him. And he says, oh, Siporim, and he points to the nazir. So now we're going to put all the clues together. And now it means he wants to be Nazir. V'dilma, Nazir tamei l'poshim and karban osav kamar. So the Gemara says, well, maybe that Nazir that's walking by him is a Nazir tamei. I guess, how are you supposed to know that? They strike a conversation. And he says, oh, poor guy, you know what? I'll sponsor you.
Maybe he's carrying.
You're gonna have to bring karbanos now to the base of Mikdash. You know what? Siporim. Maybe all he meant by that is, I'm going to be your sponsor, which a person could do. So the Gemara says, "Kigon shayin nazir Torah over lefanav." So the Gemara says, "Well, he had a nazir Torah walking in front of him or walking beside him, and he says the word Siporim, and that's going to be enough of a contextual clue according to Rav Meir." So really, again, Rav Meir says, "You say the word Siporim, you're going to become a nazir. Why should that be?" So the Gemara has given us two opinions amongst the Amoraim. Reish Lakish says it has to do with the pasuk in Daniel, where in that pasuk you have the word Siporim and you have hair right next to it. And so that's one explanation from Meir. And then you have Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, no, it has to do with enough of a contextual clue. You have a Nazir walking by you, he's a Nazir Torah, you say the word Siporim, so that provides enough contextual context where it means that you also want to become a Nazir.
It's interesting because in Masechet Nedarim, it was very explicit.
Right. Yesterday we pointed out that the Rambam's position is by Nazir, you don't have to be as explicit by other Nadarim. Although again, that debatable based on how we ended off yesterday's daf. But you know, the Rambam says that at least in this Gemara, we don't pass like Rav Meir, but at least in this Gemara, you certainly hear that. That it's not a strong connection. So my beinayuika beinayuka gon damit siparnos mochen l'sear alai. So let's say the difference between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, again, within Rebbe Meir is, let's say the person actually articulates and he says, you know, I would like to accept upon myself birds, the one connected to hair. So, li Rebbe Yochanan afagav damar hacha, inazir ovel afanavi ini lo lo. According to Rav Yochanan, that's not enough. You need the contextual clue of an actual nazir walking by you. And l'rashim amen lakish afagav, the inazir ovel afanav. The ain nazir over lefanav. According to Reish Lakish, no, you don't need that. Because again, the Reish Lakish's explanation for a mayor is that it has to do with smuchim. Once he actually references the pasuk that has the word Seir and Siporim, and once he says the word Siporim, that's going to be enough. So me ikalaman damer lo matfis and shmemos to samach levat tanya armor yamin harizeh shvua. So the Gemara says we're really opposed to the idea of a juxtaposed words in the pasuk. The Gemara says let's consider the following. You say the word yamin, that's a shvua. Why? Why should the word yamin is the right hand? Why should that be a shvua? So my time alav mishum dechsev vayiram yamino small lo shemayim vayishba bechaya olam. Oh, it's because of a pasuk in Daniel where you see the word yamin in the same pasuk in the context of making a shvua. So what do you see? The idea of smuchin. So amilah mishum diyamin gufei kre shvua. The Gemara says no. I just categorically I reject that. The yamin actually is a shvua. The word yamin is shvua. D'tanya, the Gemara quotes a brisa. Minayin la'omer yamin she'i shvua. The word yamin is actually a reference to shvua. Shenemar nishba Hashem biyamino. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a shvua with his right hand. So the right in today's courtroom, right? Everyone has a scene, right? Of raise your right hand. But the word, it's not the same. But the word yamin actually is a reference to shvua. Uminayin la'omer small she'i shvua. And by the way, says the Gemara, small also is a reference to shvua. Shenemar uvizroa uzo, right? And not totally clear from the Gemara how zroa. We know it means to be left. Probably has to do with the contrast within the pasuk. The pasuk already mentioned yamin, so the zroa uzo must be referring to the left. Either way, the point is that that may not be a function of smuchin. That's just maybe a function of the word yamin actually can be referenced to shvua, as is the word small as well. Okay, let's just quickly recap. We'll stop at the Mishnah tomorrow. We'll pick it up at the Mishnah. But just a quick recap. This morning, more discussion on Yados. Really, it's the end of the discussion of Yados. Right here, it's a very truncated discussion. But more in the discussion of Yados, all the examples given in the Mishnah of what a Yad is. Yehei na'eh, I'm going to be beautiful. So again, throughout today's daf, we kept going over the idea that the sentence by itself is insufficient. It's a sentence plus a contextual clue. And sometimes it's the holding of your hair. Sometimes it's another walking by you. And again, earlier this morning, tried to give a suggestion. I quoted Tosfos in terms of why sometimes you need one contextual clue, while sometimes you need another contextual clue. Another interesting thing that came out of today's daf, according to Tosfos, according to Rav Elazar Kafari, becoming a nazir is a sinner. But today Tosfos came up with a nuanced approach. You're not a chote. You're a chote, and you follow the Torah's commandment. You're both good and bad, but not just, you know, it's not black and white. It's not you're bad. You can say that regarding a nazir tameh, according to Rav Elazar Kafar. In other words, that's a chote, but you're nazir tahor and you make it through. According to Rav Elazar Kafar, it's both. You shouldn't have needed that ascetic life, but you did it. You did it successfully. It's both good and bad. And then we just carried through the rest of the Mishnah today, going through all the examples of what are examples of yados of contracted sentences. And again, almost every time there's a contextual clue that comes along with your very contracted sentence. And then two explanations within Shitas Rabbi Meir, who says that saying the word Sipporim elicits the nazir. Why should that be? So Reish Lakish Rav Yochanan offer two explanations. Reish Lakish says that smuchin, it's based on the juxtaposition within the pasuk of Daniel, and Rav Yochanan says no, it has to do with a contextual clue and the fact that there is some association between birds and naziros, i.e. a nazir tameh is going to bring a bird. That with a contextual clue is going to, according to Rav Meir, make you a nazir. Adkan, we'll stop over here. Tomorrow we pick it up at the Mishnah.